Lesson 3. Church, the community of the believers. When Jesus came to Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied to him, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." Jesus asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus told him, "Blessed are you, Simon son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." These words of Jesus can be seen as the indication of Jesus establishing the church. The most significant aspect is the confession of Peter that Jesus is Christ, is the Son of the living God. Highly pleased with Peter's divinely inspired statement, Jesus established his church on the foundation stone that is Peter. So, the church is the community of those who believe and confess that Jesus is Christ and the Son of the living God. Faith is the response to God's call. Faith is man's response to the call of God who reveals himself. The expression of this response is a loving surrender to God. The people who listened to the speech of the Apostle Peter on the day of the Pentecost were so touched and moved that they asked apostles, "Brothers, what should we do?" Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Accepting this call, they repented and received baptism, and they were added to the community of believers who accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. The lives of our forefather Abraham and Mary, the blessed mother of Jesus, are models of faith. Abraham believed the promise of God, although his wife was past the age of bearing, and knew that what was impossible with man was possible for God. The same is true with Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, who believed the message of the angel and submitted to the will of God. Faith is founded on the belief that the word of God will be done, even if it is unintelligible for the human mind. In the letter to the Hebrews, we read, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." What underlines this faith is a deep love relationship with God. Moved by love, we surrender our mind, intelligence, and heart to God in an act of faith. The community of the believers in Jesus. Jesus is the revelation of God Himself. In Jesus, God revealed Himself in a unique way to humanity. And Jesus, on His part, through His life, death, and resurrection, revealed that He was the Son of God and as such, Lord and Savior. God confirmed this revelation by raising Jesus from the dead. In the letter to the Romans, we read, "If you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved." So the church is the community of people who accept Jesus the revelation of God and love Him and profess their faith in Him. Jesus, moved by love for His Father, surrendered His life to God on the cross. So faith consists in surrendering ourselves to the will of God. The basic qualities of faith. First, it is man's response to God who reveals Himself. Second point, it is the total acceptance of all that God has revealed. Third point, it is man's total obedience and self-surrender. Fourth point, it is the awareness that is God who enables us to believe and strengthens us in our life. Fifth point, it is the awareness that faith is both man's response to God and a free gift of God. The proclamation of the gospel leads to faith. The proclamation of the gospel is the door through which we came into faith. Saint Paul asks, "How are they to call on one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one of whom they have not never heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim?" So, we know how essential it is to preach in order to lead people to faith. The proclamation of the good news is the mission entrusted to the church by the risen Savior. He told His disciples, "Go into all the world and proclaim the good news to the whole creation. The one who believes and is baptized will be saved." Having received this mission from Jesus, the disciples went to different parts of the world proclaiming His word. Their preaching and witnessing led many to faith in Jesus. Conversion, the necessary element of faith. Listening to the word of God should lead us to conversion of heart and faith in Jesus. Jesus began His public life by calling people to repentance. "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." Conversion means a change of heart. In Greek language, it is called metanoia. It is literally mean return. It is a call to return from the wrong, sinful path of life to the right path paved by this good news of salvation. Listening to the word of God should lead to the change of heart and faith in Jesus. Those who believe in Him and accept Him as Lord and Savior will be saved. In fact, church is the community of people who are saved and moving towards the fullness of this salvation. Faith makes us one. Christian faith has two realms, individual and social. Fundamentally, it is a participation in the fellowship of the church. Faith is our response to God's revelation. This kind of response always leads to fellowship. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous heart. It is through baptism that one enters into the fellowship of the church. The other sacraments enhance our growth in the church. Thus, the church is the community of people who respond to God's call in faith and lead together in prayer and fellowship and sharing, be nourished by the word of God and sacraments. Word of God to read and meditate. From the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 to 47. Word of God to remember. If you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. reading from the Holy Book of Romans, chapter 10, verses 9. Let us pray. Lord, who gave us faith in the church through baptism, help us to live in fellowship with others in the church in faith and love. My resolution. I will not miss any opportunity to express my faith in Jesus. Thing with church. The holy people of God shares also in Christ's prophetic office. It spreads abroad a living witness to Him, especially by a life of faith and love, and by offering to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips praising His name. Vatican II, the Church, number 12. To know the Mother Church. The Marthoma Nazranis developed their faith that they received from St. Thomas in keeping with the cultures of the time and place. They developed a spirituality in accordance with Indian culture. The Oriental Syrian liturgy, which they followed, was developed in adaptation with Indian culture. In course of time, she lost many traditional values which were very much in keeping with Indian cultures. Today, our church, who has been given the status of self-governing church, sui juris church, is trying to recover what we have lost and to adapt according to the needs of the time and culture.